It's election time. That wonderful time of the year when people you have never heard of are catapulted into the limelight after standing for election and having their entire social media history raked over with a fine-tooth comb so the press can dig up those embarrassing posts that were made over a decade ago on the way home from a particularly heavy session at the local pub. Good job I didn't stand, eh? The BBC would just love my reading list recommendations. Anyway, Ian Gribbin, a plucky Reform Party candidate, hit the headlines for, prepare yourself for this, claiming that Britain would have been better off had it not gone to war with Nazi Germany. I read this from the Jewish Chronicle, and I quote, a Reform UK spokesman has said it is probably true that Britain would have been better off had it remained neutral during the Second World War. The claim comes after the BBC revealed that the party's Bexhill and Battle parliamentary candidate had argued that the UK should have declined to fight Nazi Germany. End quote. So with all this election madness going on, I thought I would take a little time out from the usual election coverage to explain why Ian was right. Before we begin, it's important to note that it was Britain that declared war on Germany, not the other way around. Germany also offered Britain peace on numerous occasions after Britain's declaration of war. Hitler never actually wanted conflict with Britain or the British Empire. In fact, he didn't want war in Western Europe. Yet despite this being a historical fact, most people are blissfully unaware of this, to the point where some will argue until they are blue in the face that Germany declared war on Britain. Anyway, let's get into why it would have been better for Britain not to go to war with Germany. Let's prove Ian right. Now firstly, and most obviously, over 450,000 Brits died during World War II. 384,000 of those deaths were combat losses, and the remaining 70,000 were civilian casualties. Had Britain not gone to war with Germany, these people would have not had their lives cut short. This may be more important than you initially think. 450,000 people is a lot of people, but the 384,000 combat losses is far more significant when you realise that these were mainly strong, healthy and patriotic young men who never went on to reproduce and have families of their own. This was a massive blow to our gene pool and represents a huge loss of some of the best, bravest and most upstanding British men of that generation. And I don't think it's an understatement to say that we are still feeling that loss today. Secondly, had Britain not entered the war, Western Europe would not have faced devastation. There would have been no further fighting in France, Belgium, Denmark, and war would never have come to Italy. This would again have saved hundreds of thousands of European lives, as well as preserving European towns and cities. Thirdly, we have to acknowledge there would still have been war, but that war would have been in the East. A brutal war would have raged between Axis forces and the Soviet Union, and it's highly likely that said war would have been won by Germany and the Axis forces, but not without considerable losses, might I add. However, this would have meant that Eastern Europe and Russia would have been free of the murderous communist regime that went on to systematically kill in the region of 20 million white Christians. As a knock-on effect, there would have been no partitioning of Germany, no Cold War, no Cuban Missile Crisis, and the world would not have spent decades living under the spectre of nuclear annihilation. A world without communism, you say? Hardly a bad thing. Fourth, America would not have entered the war had Britain accepted peace. This would mean that America's influence in the modern world would be far smaller than it is today. Ever since the conclusion of World War II, countries like Germany and Britain have fallen under US influence to differing degrees, with some arguing that many countries in Europe have been reduced to occupied vassal states of America. Further to this point, Had America taken the same path it took in our timeline, which of course led to the rise of the Judeo-American state and the establishment of globally enforced multicultural liberal tyranny, America, having a smaller influence, would have been a good thing. What's more, if America still went on to become the failed liberal state that it is today, there would have been a powerful nationalist counterbalance in Europe in the form of Germany and her allies. Fifth, had Britain and America not been involved in World War II, the two greatest war crimes ever committed would not have taken place. The atomic bombs would not have been dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the firebombing of German cities would also not have occurred. I am not going to go into greater detail here, however, if you wish to learn more about the planned destruction of the German people toward the end of the war, you should watch Hellstorm, or read the book of the same name. I warn you though, it is the most upsetting documentary that I have ever watched. The link is in the description. Finally, had Britain not entered the war, Britain would never have emerged the victor. Now that sounds like an odd reason to oppose going into a war. After all, the purpose of going to war is fundamentally to win. However, there is such a thing as a Pyrrhic victory. A victory that inflicts such a devastating toll on the victor that it is tantamount to defeat. And Britain's involvement in World War II is best summed up in that way. It was the greatest Pyrrhic victory that the world has ever seen. In 1938, Britain had the largest empire the world had ever known. By the end of the war, the damage inflicted upon the British Empire was so catastrophic that whilst the British Empire may have been outwardly celebrating victory, in reality, the empire had been mortally wounded. As the empire then collapsed, millions of people from former colonies began heading to Britain. And where were the British men to resist this invasion? Well, 384,000 of them had perished fighting their European brothers. And as we all know, or more accurately, as we're constantly told, we needed those migrants to rebuild. And that leads us on to possibly the most important point so far. Post-1945, a weakened Britain began to have its history rewritten. A new and fraudulent foundational myth of our island home was concocted, and Winston Churchill, the brave hero, became the man who was central to this new foundational narrative, a narrative that was seeded amongst the population and pushed relentlessly upon their descendants almost from birth. This new narrative stated that Britain was always a multicultural, multiracial, and liberal nation. And that's why Britain went to war, to stand up to the tyranny of Nazi Germany. Those 384,000 men who died, they weren't fighting to keep Britain British. They were fighting for Western liberal democracy. They gave their lives for gay rights, mass immigration, transgender bathrooms, and every anti-white, anti-family diversity policy you could name. This new narrative insists that those men fought for a London where white Britons would become a minority, that they fought so their granddaughters could walk down the street and stare at men in bondage gear performing sex acts on one another at gay pride events, that they fought so their grandsons could legally cut off their penises and call themselves girls, that they fought so foreign rapists could go on to use human rights laws in order to legally remain in Britain, where they could then continue to prey upon British girls. This is, of course, all nonsense. Those men fought because they were told Germany was going to invade, that British culture would be replaced by German culture, and because they were asked, "Do you want to end up speaking German?" Well, very few people in Britain today speak German. Instead, the grandchildren of those who fought and survived World War II sit in classrooms where they are outnumbered by foreigners, and English is the minority language. Those men were lied to, deceived, and sent off to fight a war that wasn't in their interests. And nor was it in the interests of the vast majority of British people, either at the time or now in the present day. That doesn't make those men any less brave, or their sacrifice any less heroic, and it certainly doesn't make them bad men. What it does mean, though, is sadly, their sacrifice was in vain. The Britain they loved, the people they held dear, their culture and their ways of life, the Britain they fought and died for, that Britain is now gone. And not because the Nazis took it away, but because the people who conned them into fighting that war took it away. Those brave men were reduced to pawns in the globalists' game. And once the war was concluded, those very same globalists were the ones who went on to dismantle, destroy, and replace everything that those brave men marched off to fight for. So yes, Ian was right. Britain would have been better off not going to war with Germany. But I will go a step further than Ian did. Had Britain not gone to war with Germany, the whole world would be a better place.